Greetings, salutation, love, and all my self-motivation game changers. This is Miss Ken Ken on Levelhead Radio.
Today's topic is spiritual amnesia. You may have come through your share of disappointments, mistakes, failures, and you have forgotten who you are. You've let those certain things define you. Define your worth, take your confidence, take your joy, even your blessings, to the fact you can't hold your head up high, like it's too heavy. But really, what's heavy is your thoughts weighing you down, the memories of stuff that you won't let go. You're stopping your blessings, you're stopping your success, you're stopping your promotion, you're stopping your new level of thinking. There's new beginnings waiting for you, and you won't let those things go, so the fact that you can't even see success. You know, 2 years ago, you were a much different person. I was. You know, I was in my first year of marriage. You know, I was starting a new job. You gotta think. Am I farther than I was? Because sometimes we are the ones who sabotage ours. The spiritual amnesia is because we can't uplift ourselves anymore. How you feel on the inside is how you radiate the feelings on the outside. So if you can't uplift yourself and find the positive in things, the little things, and you won't find the positive in the big things. You know how they say people have it all? The grass is green on the other side. Why are they so miserable? Why are they so unhappy? Why do they feel like they're bathing in self-pity? Because they only did it for the success. And when they got to the top, they felt unvaluable and used, even though they have value, you know, plenty of worth. But they didn't feel value inside. And that's what you gotta do. You can't let people take who you are out of the equation. You can't stretch yourself so thin that you forget to put that joy back in your pocket. The love has to be that orb that takes you higher. That love, that commitment, that confidence. Don't let anybody take your dreams, joy, or determination to be a better you. Because those thoughts, those negative thoughts that you keep dwelling on, those negative memories, those mistakes, those failures, take those as stepping stones. Don't take them as ankle bracelets with heavy weights that's going to weigh you down. You're drowning in your own sorrow. You're drowning in your own self-pity. And until you stop and wipe your eyes and realize, hey, man, I got more to fight for. I got more to come. This is, God wouldn't bring me through this if he didn't have a plan on staying. God is not of abandonment. He's here for the long run. And you just got to have faith. Stay on Faith Avenue. Don't stay on Doubt Drive. I hope this resonates with somebody. Please share. Stay on Doubt Drive. I hope this resonates with somebody. Please share, because somebody needs to hear this. I know I did. Shout out to the movement Level 7. From the ground up, I'll meet you halfway. Peace.
All right, we're back. Well, maybe I'm tripping. But have y'all been getting these text messages from these politicians? I mean, you got my phone number. How'd you get my phone number? And it's like they address you on some personal stuff. It's like, are you really in my files, man? Maybe I'm tripping, but that is proof right there that they got tabs on us. I mean, it just shows you that they are literally keeping our information stored up somewhere. I mean, she addressed me like she knew me from high school, you know? And we talked in the cafeteria and had lunch. That's crazy. But maybe I'm just, maybe, you know, have y'all ever got a text message or a phone call from some supporter from a politician, and it felt like they knew too much of your information, and you felt like, ha, is this a joke? Is this a prank? I mean, they don't have candid camera, but what kind of TV show is this? You know, what are y'all trying to pull here? All right, stay tuned. All right, y'all, for level head love. Peace. All right, we're back with some level head love. To all those who love giving and receiving, love, faith, and hope, and to shout outs to our loving Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Without him, there is no me, no we, no us, no you. All right, second shout out goes to the Baker clan. I just want to say, you know, sometimes just a smile or just an affection high five or something can make somebody's day. So it doesn't have to just be a shout out on the show. It can also be a just, you know, putting their name in a tweet, just writing them a messenger, Facebook messenger, and saying, hey, you know, I see you, you matter, you know, I care about you, thanks for being my friend. Just a reminder that, you know, that you care. All right, y'all. Father God, thank you so much for giving us this day to praise you and praise life, Lord, as you didn't have to wake us up this morning, Father God. Thank you for the balance on our everyday life. Thank you for allowing us to lean on you when we fall and to catching us when we feel like things are out of our control, Lord. Thank you for loving us as we seek you first and to allow us the free gift of your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Father God, for giving us our steps as we take on this rest of this day. And please protect all these listeners who are listening and guide us to fulfill our destinies as well as to look at the positive outlook of life. All right, stay tuned for Ease Our Minds. All right, it's time to ease our minds and unwind. And I hope you guys forget about your in-laws coming in town. Just take a time to relax and just listen to these three songs that make you forget that your child is getting on your last nerves or the fact that you only have a certain amount of time to yourself. All right, my friends. All right, stay tuned for closing thoughts and the end of the segment. Peace. All right, we're back. I know. Where do I begin, my friends? It's time to come to a closing end. Man, you know, it was getting good. And, you know, sometimes we lose ourselves trying to please others. Sometimes we get lost in our imagination. We're thinking about who we once were instead of who we could be. You know, we edit and we try to create and we edit ourselves and we try to create a new version of ourselves and we forget the main purpose to share our testimony, to share the essence of who God made us to be. Yes, we can share hearts and we can share like minds, but have we shared like spirits? And that's the thing where spiritual amnesia takes its place. Sometimes we lose our spiritual welfare. We lose our spiritual well-being. And we forget that whatever we feel inward, we radiate outside. So we also have to remember that sometimes the best version of us is not through the plastic surgery or the upgrades of our car or our house or spouses or our title. It's within that counts. And when we lose a sense of us, we lose our value. I don't know who this is for, but sometimes you have to get some alone time with you, date you, make you to feel good, because the Bible says love thy neighbor as thyself, but you can't love your neighbor as yourself if you don't love yourself. And that spiritual aspect is very dear, because that's what keeps you afloat, that's what keeps you in the line of purpose, that's what keeps you aligned with God, that's what keeps you in high spirits. Hint, spirits. So sometimes you just need to look at yourself and smile. If it doesn't have to be in words, this has to be just the very focus, a disciplined focus on, I'm gonna make this day better. I'm alive for a reason, and I can't let myself slip into the cracks of despair. I can't let myself get stressed out over bills that I can't control. I'm going to handle this day the best I can and to the best of my abilities, and I'm going to pray and put it in God's hands, because it's not worth the stress. All right, y'all. Remember, I love you, and God loves you. I remember from the ground up, God will meet you halfway. Peace, my friends. Love and blessings.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.